Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Wednesday. John McClain is joining us at the top of the hour. He's on his way in. He texted, so looking forward to seeing the general here on a Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. News around the NFL yesterday. We talked about Philip Lindsay getting let go by the Texans. The Jets have COVID issues in their quarterback room, but Zach Wilson will be starting for them on Sunday. We'll get into all that in headlines here shortly. News outside of Houston, Seth, Jason Garrett. And you kind of alluded to this as we were going off the air yesterday, right? Like on the way out of the show, you mentioned that you kind of casually mentioned something about Jason Garrett being available for hanging out on Thanksgiving this year. So I feel like in addition to predicting the Wander Franco contract extension, you also predicted Jason Garrett getting fired at lunchtime yesterday. It was a good day for you yesterday.
I'm finally tuned into the universe and my sources with a Z, Sean. I'm feeling that moment. Everything's coming together.
Zen.
I think it was the Texans' victory.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a feel for everything. There had been a report by, well, you know what it was they asked Joe Judge after the game about Jason Garrett's status, and he said something kind of vague. That's to be determined, or I'm not going to go into that right now. I mean, anything other than a yes in that situation, yeah. You know something's up. So, yeah.
So Jason Garrett is out as OC for the Giants. Freddie Kitchens is in. Remember Freddie Kitchens, the one-year head coach of the Cleveland Browns who was
hand-selected by Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, not the guy you want doing your hiring if he's a manager in your organization. Freddie Kitchens is now the play caller for the Giants. Look, the Giants are a bad team offensively. The Texans are the worst team offensively in the NFL. Do you think Tim Kelly survives the rest of the season? Does this just feel like the Texans are going to take care of most of that type of business after the year is over? Because I don't think he's long for that job with the Texans.
Especially because I don't think the timing matters in trying to lure a new offensive coordinator. I think you can get that deal kind of done behind closed doors. If that's what you want to do. And I don't know if this is the year that they make a push for... I think there's a good chance Tim Kelly's back next year.
It all
depends on what they decide. Is David Culley going to be back next year?
Yeah, but I think Tim Kelly... We can ask McClain about this. I mean, don't you feel like 90% of the reason Tim Kelly was brought back was to try to get Deshaun Watson back into the fold? And then it would look...
That's what I assumed, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's the case. And then obviously... Watson's not back in the fold, but it would look a little obvious to fire your offensive coordinator in April, you know, after he was brought back.
Right. I don't know. You know what it really probably depends on is what is his contract?
Maybe.
The Texans are in reset mode, and some of that includes clearing the deck. They're paying a lot of money to people who are no longer employed with the Texans. So I suppose you could fire Tim Kelly and elevate Pep Hamilton, but I don't think they're planning on keeping David Culley around for the long term.
Yeah.
So that, I think there are a lot of coaches on the staff, Sean, that are as safe as their contracts are still intact next year. But you could fire Tim Kelly without hiring any new coaches. You just move Pep Hamilton over to OC.
I think, too, you know, I think also the Giants are in a different situation than the Texans are. The Giants, look, they're 3-7, so they're only a game better than the Texans in the standings. But the back of the NFC is a lot like the back of the AFC, where 9-8, you know, 8-9 might get it done to get a wild card spot. And the Giants, I think the big difference, Seth, is that the Giants probably feel like, all right, we got 7 or 8 games here to figure something out with Daniel Jones. We have got to put Daniel Jones in the best position to succeed so we can truly figure out if he's a guy that's worth A, having him back for a fourth year, B, exercising the fifth year option on. I mean, there's a lot of decisions coming up here with Daniel Jones and the Giants.
The Giants, the Browns, these teams that are in that spot where you're coming in, once you're in that 3- and 4-year range and a guy hasn't proven that he's the guy, what do you do? Look at what happened with the Cowboys, where Dak Prescott, for all intents and purposes, had proven that he was the guy. You could make arguments against him or maybe questions about what his ceiling was going to be at that point. But the longer you keep kicking it out, the problem just escalates in size with each ensuing year. I think with Daniel Jones or Baker Mayfield, though, you've got to get over this notion that somehow because a quarterback's going to be on your team that you got to give him an extension,
right?
Or that he needs anything other than just the contract that he's already got. You give him the fifth-year option, fine, play that out, if so be. And if you have to walk away from it, at least it's a relatively manageable hit. But like with Jared Goff or any of those guys, you don't have to do the deal just to keep the guy happy when he's done nothing to prove that you should be keeping it happy.
Yeah, I think that's shifting right now. I think Baker Mayfield is proof of that the Browns haven't done anything. I think in a weird way, I think Lamar Jackson is kind of proof of that, they're going to get to a deal with Lamar Jackson, I think, but I think teams are being at least a little bit more cautious about just going, all right, you're up next. Get the next best non-Mahomes contract. Step right up, Baker Mayfield. You know, you're next. That used to be the case, though. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo was the highest paid quarterback at one point. Joe Flacco was the highest paid quarterback. Derek Carr was the highest paid quarterback.
Well, yeah, but with Garoppolo, at least that was part of a trade. You know, it wasn't that was something that Garoppolo had some control or say in.
My point is that I think the days are over of undeserving quarterbacks being the highest paid quarterback in football. However they wind up on your team, I think it's Garoppolo's never been one of the 15 best quarterbacks in the NFL, nor is maybe Derek Carr, you could argue, I guess. You know, I think the Baker Mayfield situation in Cleveland to me is proof that maybe we're headed to different directions to what you were just saying, where teams are a little more cautious about giving out $40 million a year.
Well, yeah, I think there's less of a perception now about it being so impossible to find a good quarterback. I think the sweet spot for quarterbacks was over the course of the last decade, where it seemed like there were about 6 good quarterbacks in the league and everybody was just trying to figure out who it was, or I got to find a quarterback. I think I don't want to say they're more plentiful or they're more talented, but I think because of rule changes and because of the adoption of some of the college game into the NFL, it's easier to play quarterback. And because of that, you can find a winning quarterback, or you can find a guy to take a flyer on a lot more easily than it used to be. So yeah, the teams will be more willing to just say, "Nah, I'm not sold on you, man. You gotta show something more."
My dream scenario in New York, after thinking it through, Seth, is for Daniel Jones to play really, really well for the last 7 games of the year with Freddie Kitchens calling the plays, and then for them to fire Joe Judge as the head coach. Go to Daniel Jones and say, "Who would you like to be the head coach?" And he says, "Freddie Kitchens is who I want." I want it to be like a Baker Mayfield 2.0. I want them to go to Daniel Jones, and then Freddie Kitchens gets hired again by the franchise quarterback.
Or he wants them to hire David Cutcliffe, the Duke coach, who said the dukest thing of all time when Daniel Jones was drafted. which was the best swag is no swag. That was that's saying like, hey, all these things that the kids or any other people that don't look like us are saying isn't that's not the best way to be. The best way to be is just like us.
We're Cutcliffe. We're getting a lot of people weighing in on animals that are at least, I don't know if they're like marquee animals in both Tampa Bay and Montreal, but they're at least present. Someone says,
so if Tampa splits their season with Montreal, you got to change the mascot to something. There are no Rays of any sort that I know of up in the frigid waters.
Someone says the Tampa Montreal house cats. I guess they probably have cats in both places. Someone says the black bears.
Maybe the feral cats.
Someone says, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet there are there black bears in Florida.
Someone said, you know what, Seth? A texter says there are black bears in Florida, so I choose to believe this texter. The texter wants royalties.
Seems hot and humid to be wearing that black coat. But yeah.
They're sending. We're getting a lot of mascots for the Tampa Bay Montreal, potentially Montreal baseball team. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. John McClain jumps in with us at the top of the hour. Do you think Philip Lindsay winds up landing somewhere else? If somebody picks him up off of waivers, they inherit his contract. I can't imagine. Not that he's got some monster deal. It's not Whitney Merciless or anything like that. Do you think
somebody? Yes. I don't think anybody picks him up on waivers, but I do think that they sign him either to it, maybe to a practice squad at least. This time of year, somebody's always looking for somebody that can step in and at least know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think when they watch the film, they'll say this. They'll be wrong, but they'll say it. They'll say, well, the blocking in front of him was atrocious. He'll be just fine if he gets behind our awesome offensive line, whoever that might be. He might be passable. I said this on Clinton's show yesterday. I think he can be passable behind a good offensive line. But he's got very little shiftiness, ability to change direction, no vision, any of those things. And maybe it's all injury related based on how banged up he was last year. But I haven't seen it even on plays where there was good blocking and he had some positive yardage. I watch those plays and think, yeah, a lot of running backs could have gotten a lot more than he did on that play.
Yeah, dude, his time here, Philip Lindsay's time here was so bad that it almost has me, almost has me willing to go actually invest some time today to go back and watch condensed versions of his good games in Denver his rookie year. He made the Pro Bowl his rookie year. He rushed for over 1,000 yards a couple times in Denver. That offensive line must have just been opening up gaping holes for him, Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
I just have such a hard time watching him this year, wondering how the hell did this guy run for 1,100 or 1,200 yards or whatever it was?
The hardest thing with watching both Lindsay and David Johnson that's so frustrating is just their complete lack of vision. I mean, when there's a cutback lane, they're just blind to it. They just don't even – and again, I don't know if maybe neither of them feel physically confident to take advantage of some of those cutback lanes, like they can't make the cut. But there's as bad as this offensive line is, there's even more yardage left on the table by the running backs. And that's where, like, if they get anybody, they bring anybody in, I think for this year, if you want to see something credible, it's got to be guys that at the very least have the mentality of Burkhead, where he's going to hit the line of scrimmage hard. He's going to make do, and even if it's bad blocking, then maybe he makes 2 or 3 yards out of it. If it's a better back than Burkhead, who's doing the same thing, maybe he makes 4 or 5 yards out of some of those plays.
Yeah.
But you can't have this tiptoeing around behind the line of scrimmage.
This will be faint praise, but I'll grant Lindsay this. At least he looked like he was willing to run the football. Like he ran horizontally to the sideline. He would run literally like 12 yards of actual distance to gain about 6 inches of field position.
Yeah, remember he had that stat, like most total yards run per vertical yard.
Yeah.
So like his actual running around, whether it be north, south, east, west, like he ran the most per yard gained.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I don't know. It's like almost, it seemed almost impossible. Like you would have had to start running 10 yards back with every play.
Yeah, no. Dude was like running a 5K to gain 2 yards. It was crazy. But I'll say this about Lindsey. Like at least it looked like when there was contact, he was initiating. Like David Johnson looks like he wants to get tackled. When David Johnson gets the football, it looks like his priority is getting on the ground as fast as possible because he just wants to move on to the next play and,
yeah,
and
you know what?
Cash that check, baby.
Him trying to break a tackle is like when somebody is telling you to stop tickling them, but you know they want you to keep tickling them. Like that. Stop. That's David Johnson when he's getting tackled. Stop. No, seriously, stop. Okay, keep tackling me. All right.
That's the weirdest analogy you've ever made.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.